It'd be interesting in the corridors of Channel 9 this morning because a fight broke out on air, a verbal stoush on the Channel 9 news last night. Now, this was supposed to just be across from Tony Jones, sports reporter, editor, I'm not sure what Tony's exact title is, to Eddie Maguire to pump Eddie's show later that evening, Footy Classified. So what was supposed to just be a promotion for the show, turned quite feisty.
Yeah, with Eddie being the president of the Collingwood Football Club as well.
What I'm saying to you though, Tony, is this is more than just a transaction. This is people who love their club and it means more to them. Now, Tony, you want to hear what the answer is or do you want to keep asking questions?
No, we're running out of time, but you can love your club without actually putting your hand in your pocket too,
Eddie. And Tony, if we don't have enough people putting their hand in the pocket, there will be no club. It's as simple as that.
Okay, unfortunately, there's a lot of empty pockets, Ed. Anyway,
and they'll be looked after, Tony. Don't make this into people taking money out of people's pockets.
No.
Wind me up when you're with a smart-ass last line, okay?
No.
This is desperate stakes, and don't try and make a headline.
I'm not trying to make a headline, Eddie.
Right?
Anyway,
so, mate,
there'll be more. There'll be more in Footy Classified tonight.
Stick with their supporters, okay?
Wow.
You don't expect that when he turns his back.
No, you don't expect that for just a little cross. Hey, guys, we'll be on in 30 seconds. You just pump up your show. go to the weather. It's a really tough one, this one, Boxy. Tony Chompers Jones obviously wanted a headline out of Eddie. And the problem with that I found with Eddie
what
is he got
can
really
you explain
aggressive.
This all, Fev? Explain it all. Like, what was the headline Eddie kept
saying? The headline Chompers wanted was that they're going to refund all the money that people have memberships.
So if you
people
want your
have
money
their
back
2020
from
memberships,
they'll give it back.
And if that does happen, the club will go under because they rely on their membership. The membership drives the footy club. It pays for everything that goes into the footy club. And obviously now with the players taking pay cuts, see, 70-80% of the staff have been, sacked, stood down without pay. A lot of assistant coaches have been told to go to Centrelink. So if the membership money got pulled, literally at the end of this, there would be no club at all. And that's what Eddie doesn't want the headline to say. He's saying people love their clubs. They've brought a membership, so therefore they're really people that buy memberships are passionate. They love their footy club, and if they want to take their money back, which I don't think most of them do, but if you're really stuck, I'm assuming when Eddie said they'll look after them, I'm tipping that means that he'd give them money back if they really need their money.
Yeah.
I think that's what
he didn't want to make the general statement, yes, we'll give the money back.
Yes, we'll give it back. Because literally, I'm not speaking out of school, but all the AFL clubs will fold. And Byron knows footy, you will literally fold. There'll be no money.
Well, yeah, because the TV revenue, obviously, at the moment with no games, that's just absolutely killing them. I mean, it is really rough. I've got mates at the Swans who've had to, face these challenges. So it's real. It's very real.
The only way the players are getting paid, Fiona, is because the AFL just took out a $500 million loan against Marvel Stadium. That's the only way they're getting paid because there's no revenue. So if they did take that out, as I said before, that it'd be stuffed. And I understand what Tony Jones is saying. There's a lot of people out there that are poor, that can't even put food on the table because they've lost their jobs. And I understand that. But it's like if you go out and buy a car, if we all go on a lockdown, I'm not going to take my car back and ask for a refund, am I?
Well, that's a really good point, Fev. And you know what? It's fine for Tony Jones and Eddie to have this fight on air on the news, but I guess the real people to ask are the people of Melbourne, the fans.
Yeah.
So 13-10-60, where do you stand on this? There were two arguments. One was give the money back to people who need the money, but then the other argument is if everyone wants their membership back, the clubs will fold. So 13-10-60, as club members, how do you feel, Melbourne?
Yeah, we'll take the calls on this one. It'll be really interesting to see how it plays out. 13-10-60.